Shalom to you all, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful and grateful unto you all for your prayers and encouragement. May the good Lord bless you. I want us to read the book of James chapter 1, verse 23, as we are concluding the thought that we started. Verse 23, it reads, "For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Yesterday, we looked at beholding in a mirror, but as an individual having an experience with God or an encounter, so that God can reveal himself unto you. We looked at Joshua when he had an encounter with God. He had the courage, he had the strength and boldness to take a step. Today, as we are concluding, I want us to look at the book of Daniel, chapter 9. From verse 1, it reads, "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books." Take note of that. "I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem." Here we say something. Daniel wrote to us that in the time of Darius, in his first year of reigning, Daniel understood by books. And he tells us which books? The book of Jeremiah. What the prophet Jeremiah wrote. So as Daniel was beholding in the word that God had given through the prophet Jeremiah, he understood that 70 years must be accomplished and the throne of Israel must be liberated from Babylon. So Daniel, upon seeing that what he understood is not the reality that was manifesting, or it was not fulfilling, he did something. And we find that on verse 4. "And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord God, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that fear his commandment." In verse 3, we find that Daniel had to face, or to seek the face of God in prayer and supplication with fasting. This is Daniel who has got books and the writings of Jeremiah. This is Daniel who's telling us to say, "I understood that it's 70 years. But he saw something. According to Jeremiah, it's 70 years. But why are things happening this way?" He went in prayer and fasting. As we behold in the word of the Lord, today I want us to talk about two things. Prayer and fasting are needed for a deeper liberation of the things we may think we are understanding. We have the books of the prophets of the message, a messenger of this church of Laodicea. And many people claim to understand. But it's not just understanding, it requires liberation. Just like here, Daniel, he claimed to understand what Jeremiah wrote. Though he said those words, there's one thing we should learn from Daniel. As he was beholding in the word of God, the writings of the prophet Jeremiah, he still went back in prayer. He went to seek God in prayer and fasting. And God had to reveal to Daniel what he meant. Today we have got a lot of confusion in the message because people claim to understand what the prophet said. But I'll tell you, even as we have those books, the messages, it will take you and I to go back to God in prayer and fasting for God to reveal certain things. We are in a mercy because people claim to understand. But let us be like Daniel, who said, I understood. But still, he went to God in prayer. He went to fast for God to reveal what he meant. It's not about any knowledge. It's about God revealing his word unto you. So Daniel, when he read and he saw that his understanding was not making sense, he went to ask God in prayer and fasting. Then God revealed unto him what he meant. Today people are walking with spoken words without revelation, but they claim to understand the message. This is the reason there's a lot of mess, a lot of confusion. My brother, my sister, you may also be claiming to understand the situation that you are going through, but I'll ask you in the name of the Lord, go in prayer. Sometimes it's important to face God in fasting. When was the last time you fasted to have a closer walk with God? Some of us, we are giving up in prayer. Prayers become something that we offer to God on Sunday or whichever day you are going to gather with other saints. As an individual, it's not there. But Daniel, as an individual, was seeking God in prayer and in fasting. And the Bible tells us about the life of Daniel that used to open the window facing Jerusalem to be in prayer. Even as an individual. So let us seek God in prayer and fasting. Because in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah chapter 55. Let's just read that scripture. Isaiah 55. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So the ways of the Lord are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So we need to come and understand the mind of God when it is revealed to you and I in prayer and fasting and having a closer walk with him. So Daniel, when God revealed unto him, he was told it's 70 times 7. That was the mind of God. That was the way of the Lord. It was now a liberation given unto him. And it was the liberation that came as a result of Daniel beholding in the word of the Lord through the writings of Jeremiah and seeking God in prayer and fasting. Even as, let's do the same thing, brothers and sisters. As we look into the message that we have received through the messenger, William Marion Branham, let us seek God in prayer and in fasting, that God may reveal his word to you and I. As we are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus, let's be holding the word. As we are holding those books, reading them, it's not bad. Meditating and seeking the face of God is not bad. But let us seek God also in prayer and fasting. Brothers and sisters, may the good Lord bless you all. Shalom, shalom.